We know there's a history of more likely injuries occurring in women in a certain areas, and the knee injury stands out. The ACL is known for that quite well, and there's a number of theories behind that. It's the biomechanics of the shape of the women's leg, but the whole concept of the angle between the back and the pelvis and the knee is different in women. It's just a developmental fact, and so that angle increase, where there's a greater angle at the knee developmentally, results in a different strain on the ACL. So that's certainly high up on the list. I mean, right at the very beginning of it, in professional sports, they think there's a difference in the prevention attitude, and particularly is that the men's sport, there's a lot of time put into preventing knee injuries with the weights coaches and the gym coaches and biomechanics coaches. At women's professional level, I'm not sure about AFLW saying they haven't done it, but because it's such an early days for the league go, they probably haven't had the pre-seasons and the prevention work that men do. And then there's a muscle strength difference in women that's just a physiological fact.
Just a little bit of Doc Larkins there, speaking to Gary and Tim on breakfast this morning. In lightning chat, I encourage you to get back on the podcast if you didn't catch up with it, because Doc Larkins speaks a lot about the difference between men and women and ACLs and different knee injuries. We, of course, had a horror weekend in AFLW. Brown at Davey at Carlton doing her knee, and news just through in the last couple of hours confirming the worst news for Western Bulldogs young star Isabel Huntington, who's also done an ACL, and Paul Groves, her coach, the coach of the Western Bulldogs, has been good enough to jump on the line. Paul, welcome to Time On. Appreciate you giving us a few moments. And obviously, you know, a bad day for the club with the news coming through this afternoon.
Yeah, g'day, Sam. Obviously horrific for Andy. And the confirmation that it's full ACL rupture.
Paul, what do you make about, you just heard a little bit of Doc Larkins. I know you didn't hear, you might not have heard the whole thing, but the difference in, you know, structurally between men and women and doing knee injuries. It's something that is obviously a concern, but you as a coach are powerless as to what you can do about it.
Look, we weren't truly aware of it ever since sort of 18 months ago when I took this job on, going into the first draft and looking at girls with family history or previous ACL ruptures. Going through all that certainly forms their history book a little bit in terms of drafting. But yeah, Doc's pretty much spot on with all of that. And you can add in the hormones through a menstrual cycle as well, potentially have an impact. So, there's a whole heap there that contribute to a greater risk for women.
And not a whole lot Paul, you as coach, can do to prevent it.
Oh, look, we've been really strong with our prevention plans from a strength and conditioning side of things, especially this year, but they aren't professional, the girls, and they come back from VFL season where we don't have control over these girls. They go back to their VFL clubs, and we then pick them up back in November and get them ready for what is a 7-week competition.
Well, everyone here at SEN wishing Izzy the best recovery from her ACL. It's obviously news that the club didn't want. It's obviously been a very tough day for the club, but we appreciate you jumping on. In better news, Paul, you're 2 from 2 this year.
Yeah, look, yesterday was, you probably saw in my interview after the game, I think it all sort of hit me at the end of it, of the enormity of what Izzy was dealing with and having coached her or had involvement with her since she was 13. It was pretty draining day, 35 degrees and everything there. Our girls really were able to block that out at halftime. We spoke about it before going in and that it's going to be a bit confronting inside and how we have to really get another half of footy that we to get a really important 4 points for what we were trying to build this season. So, and then after the game, it was pretty a lot of the girls pretty emotional because it's sort of they were able to block it out and then really give it what it deserved and the outpouring of emotion for Iz.
Yeah, it was a brilliant performance in the face of adversity. There's no doubt about that. Paul, but before we let you go, can I just ask you about this memo that made a lot of headlines last week? Did it actually impact any way that you coached this weekend compared to other weekends?
Yeah, it did. Brisbane traditionally sort of put another one back a lot of the time at centre bounces, so they had to. So in terms of planning for what they were going to do, it was a little bit up in the air, and we sort of had to suck it and see for the first little bit. But from our point of view, we they used a couple of examples in the memo, and it was one of our examples of our forward setup and there was a lot of ticks on it, and it was sort of the good example from it. So we were pretty comfortable in the way we're trying to play in our game style that we sort of ticked those boxes anyway. But yeah, we were. It did a little bit, but overall, I think to the eye, the weekend was pretty good.
Was it true, Paul, that you sat down with everyone involved with AFLW and the Chiefs in November and spoke about a lot of these things before it was actually confirmed, you know, as for want of the better term, and I know they deny this, rule changes coming in after one game in a season?
Yeah, we had a big, that was all the clubs, a big round table discussion about where we're at, and it was it was an open discussion, and as they all have been with the AFL, they're very open to listening to ideas. It's been a really fruitful discussion in November, and yeah, we were pretty confident where we left it. We're all on the same page.
So it didn't come to surprise you, that memo last week?
No, I sat down. I went into AFL House last week on the Tuesday and had a really good... It was a discussion. It was with Steve and Nicole and Josh as well about sort of round one and where it's at. So, it wasn't... We knew that was coming, and we acted on it, and it's all good.
You didn't perceive it as someone trying to tell you how to coach?
No, not at all. Okay. Not at all. It was it's the bigger picture of women's sport and women's footy. We are trying to put a product that is going to attract lots of young women to the sport that through the junior pathway.
Paul, I know it's been a very difficult last 36 hours for the club for a couple of different reasons, but we appreciate you jumping on. And, you know, one of the great positives of the season is that you're 2 from 2, and hopefully you can continue that for the rest of the year.
Yeah, thanks, Sam. Much appreciated.
Paul Groves there, the head coach of the Western Bulldogs AFLW side.